Jeff Skinner, Jordan Stoll off the puck. I mean, he always gives us fits around the net.
Yeah, they're both skilled players, so they can put the puck in the net, so we got to be good defensively and try to limit the chances as much as possible.
Last question, what about Cam Ward? If he's in goal tonight, get some pucks by Cam tonight.
Yeah, he's having a good year. He's a good goaltender. He's one of those goalies that we got to get traffic in front and try to make the game a little bit tougher.
Did you guys made a greater effort to try and play with a little more sense of urgency on the forecheck lately? It seems like you guys have had a lot of success in turning over the puck.
Yeah, I think the forwards are moving their feet well, and that's helping. I think a big thing for us is when our D's gapped up and able to take away the passing lanes. That obviously helps a lot too, especially on the forecheck. And everyone's just working well together right now, and we're creating some opportunities that way.
Is this a stressful day at all?
Sorry?
Is this a stressful day? Anyway, it's a game day,
the
trade deadline,
3 o'clock. I don't know. I mean, you just put that aside and just got to play your game. Right now, we're fighting for a playoff spot, so we're focused on tonight's game and, a couple points away.
The best for players to avoid television and Twitter on a day like this?
I mean, I think so. I don't know if people even are on television and Twitter on game days anyway. So I think for me and I think for everyone else, it's just a normal day.
Jen, the other night you had 15 face-off wins. Will you be taking more draws with Brian? How's that going to play out? It's going to be critically important to clear it to win these draws. If you did that, it's one of the best days of your career.
I don't know. The one thing is a lot of times we do kind of a righty-lefty face-off routine. So depending on your strong side, and Boyle was a lefty, so I didn't take too many of his draws that he would have taken, but I got those wins. I got to credit my line mates and Wayne's really helping me out there.
Talking team wins on draws as opposed to just winning them clean yourself.
That's what faceoffs are. It's very rarely it's a legit clean win. A lot of them are those 50-50 pucks and whatnot. And I always say, the faceoff percentage is really only as good as your wins are. If they help you out, it helps you out. It makes things a lot easier.
You're 6-1-2 in your last nine. Make a case that this momentum can continue here despite all the other circumstances, so you can make this very interesting heading down the home stretch.
Well, yeah, I think you look at our lineup. It's a skilled line. We've all been here before. We've competed. We've been together for a while now, and it's tough losing some of those big key components. But at the same time, it's just other guys stepping up. We've had adversity before, and it's us to try to make the playoffs. That's still our goal. We're still close. We're still there, and we want to attain that.
Does it energize you guys at all to see Stamkos starting to make progress and coming back and joining you guys for a little bit of Oregon State today?
Yeah, it's fun seeing him. I mean, we've seen him a little bit the last couple of weeks now. It's always nice when you get guys back like that, especially Stammer, and it just kind of makes things a little bit more fun.
How much other guys emerge as leaders, I guess, in a time like this? I mean, you guys have got other guys step up all year, but we lose pretty big faces in the room.
Yeah, we lost some big guys, but at the same time, we like to think that we lead by committee and everyone steps up and everyone talks. We don't have one or two guys that just say the same things in the room. It's everybody. So, it's tough losing those guys, but like I said, everyone else has to do a little bit more.
Good. Thanks.